This is Brian Hill, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've been looking at the number three. It was my kiddo's third birthday this past Sunday, and yeah, three, we've learned a lot of things about it. Probably more than most of us would ever thought we would know about the number three. Today, I'm going to address a couple of things. First, people are asking why I think Back to the Future is the best trilogy. One, I don't think it is, I know it is. And two, because it has everything. You know, it's sci-fi and drama and romance and western and comedy. And there's just so many great things going on in that movie that they're almost perfect. I mean, they're not perfect. They have their flaws. But it's definitely my favorite, you know. We all know how I feel about Star Wars. And the Matrix has dropped off. I guess it's the least faulty of all the trilogies, and that is why it is probably my favorite. Even above the Jersey trilogy with Kevin Smith, you know, as much as I love those movies, Back to the Future is where it's at. Two turntables and a microphone, like, all the time. I hated when we had cable, because you'd go and, oh, Back to the Future would be on. It's like, oh, they're showing two, and then they're showing three. And, okay, well, guess there goes the next 10 hours of my life, because I'm going to sit here, actually it's usually about 7, because I'm going to sit here and watch all of these, because they're that good. There are no other trilogies that I will sit there and watch the whole of them. I mean, even, like, The Lord of the Rings, if you decided to do that, that's going to take you 4 days to watch all of those. So, it's definitely not worth it. But yeah, Back to the Future is just so good. Yeah, it's really great. And I don't know. Let me know what you think. The other thing I want to talk about is do as I say, not as I do. Because after I talked about on Thursday's episode, hey, don't go looking for the number three. It will consume you. You will, you know, it'll make you crazy. Well, I kind of went looking for the number three. You talk about it for a week and, you know, it's going to get ingrained into you. And I didn't find it, though. And that made me even crazier. Everywhere I looked, I found every number except three. It was super elusive. And so then I got to think, oh, you know, why is it not here? What's going on? Where is the number three? Why is it missing? Oh, it was driving me insane. Probably just as bad or worse than if I did see it everywhere. Because, you know, you get to thinking about stuff, and I don't know about all of y'all out there, but I overthink a lot. Simple things that I should just let go, I start thinking about. And it just happens. And it sucks, but yeah. And so here I am looking around everywhere being like, why is that, you know, have 2017? Why is that number 260? Where's the 284? Oh, what? Over there? No, that's 242, 180, 297, 214, you know. I'm naming off a bunch of my Funko numbers and their boxes and stuff. But even like the trains I've been on all week, not a single one of them had the number three in it. And I don't know why. There should be more threes. We've established the importance of the number three. You know, beer comes in, like, things of three. You have a six-pack, 12-pack, 18-pack, 30-pack. You can divide all those by three. And I think that's important. I don't know. I do. Most people probably don't. But that's a place I could find the number three. And, yeah, it just started to get out of control. So I'm trying not to focus on it as much. We'll see. I don't know. It's still bugging me, you know, just as I sit here and talk about it, wondering why isn't it out there more. Hopefully, though, like I said, you did as I said and not as I do, and didn't go looking for the number three. Otherwise, I don't know. I'd be curious to hear what you have to say, you know, if you did find the number three in a bunch of places, and what, you know, what's going on with it. But that could just be, again, just me being dumb and trying to find things where there's not things. But yeah, so the number three, man, it was crazy. It was a fun week. Not a lot to talk about for the rest of the show, but I will say next week we are really excited and really honored to have a new author on our show, Curtis Vanderpool. His new book just came out, and we do recommend it. You can go on Amazon and check it out. It's called Giving Up Sunday, and as of this recording, it is free on Amazon, but I don't know how long it'll be free. He's just doing like a limited time thing, so make sure you go over there and check it out. It's really good. And then you'll be ready for all the upcoming shows. Yeah, so do that. And let us know. Let us know about your number three experience. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there. We'd love to hear from you. Also, you can email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Hit that subscribe button. Get all the shows. But otherwise, that's going to do it for us tonight. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening. And we will see you next time. Oh, my darling. Not three. On the ceiling if you want me.